Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish-backed rebels have taken at least four villages and one town from Kurdish-led forces in northern Syria. The Turkish military, along with its Syrian rebel allies, is in its fifth day of a campaign to drive Kurdish forces and Islamic militants out of the Syrian border town of Jarablus. There are reports that Turkish airstrikes claim the lives of at least 35 civilians in the border area. Dorian Jones has more.
Turkish airstrikes, supported by artillery, attacked Syrian villages Sunday close to Turkey's border that were under the control of U.S.-allied Kurdish militia. Turkish military officials say 25 Kurdish militia members were killed and denied there were any civilian fatalities. In the same statement, the military said it's committed to protecting civilians under international law. Fighting has escalated since Turkey launched its Syrian operation Wednesday. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Officials say Afghan security forces are preparing to retake an eastern border district that fell to the Taliban on Saturday. The Taliban overran and captured Janik Hail district of Paktika province. Local authorities say dozens of Afghan troops were killed in the fighting. Bolivian officials have accused three miners, including the president of a mining federation, of killing the country's deputy interior minister. 40 miners have been detained in the case. Rodolfo Illanes was killed and beaten to death Thursday by striking miners after he went to the town of Ponduro to mediate a conflict over mining laws. An autopsy found that he died of trauma to the brain and thorax. Protest leader Carlos Manami was charged Saturday with murder and aggravated robbery. This is VOA News.